Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
See when you do it nice?
Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Brought to you just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Bring it, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
63 degrees right now. It's going to be a beautiful day today.
Yeah.
High of 72. Sunny all day long. I mean, this weekend was pretty good,
right?
I mean, sneaky sun yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of sun, according to a dermatologist, even though it's cloudy, going to get you with the sunburn.
Oh.
Got to watch out for that.
Okay.
Can we start with, you know, as we talk about the nice weather,
Yeah. Right?
Canandaigua's got a problem.
What happened?
Remember last week we were discussing, and actually it's back in the news today again, we'll talk about it later, the Crescent Beach Hotel.
Yes.
And how you were upset.
Yes.
You said, I can't believe there isn't more lakeside dining here in the greater Rochester area.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing goes for the amount of places you're allowed to swim legally.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those places in Canandaigua was getting a crackdown.
What happened?
So we shared with you earlier this, a couple weeks ago, that Kershaw Park, which was once a place you had to pay to go swimming in Canandaigua, if you weren't a Canandaigua resident, was now free for everybody.
All right. And wide open.
You got it. And the reason they did this in Canandaigua is people were walking away from Kershaw Park where they had to pay to swim to just swim in other places for free, even though it was illegal and super dangerous. So the Canandaigua Police Department over the weekend issued a statement. They are now beginning strict enforcement of the swimming rules along the lakefront.
Swimming rules?
Swimming rules. If you are not...
Baywatch.
It's exactly what it is. I guess it'd be more lake watch.
Yeah.
Not as sexy.
Yeah, true.
If you are not swimming in the Kershaw Park area...
That zone.
You got it. You will be subject to a $250 fine.
God damn.
That's per person, by the way.
Yeah.
And police will be patrolling.
Oh.
So are there that many other places for you to get in that isn't private property?
Okay, 252 WCMF if you live in Canandaigua. I was told that Kershaw Park is the only place publicly you can legally swim in Canandaigua.
Okay.
But if I'm wrong, tell me because I'm not familiar with the area.
Yeah, because after that, you got those city docks and everything, right?
Yeah.
That marina. You just can't jump off that dock.
Maybe that's what they're kind of trying to prevent.
Yeah. And go swimming.
I've never seen anybody, because that's where those little houses are.
Yeah. Yeah. Those little boat houses, I guess you'd call them.
So Canandaigua was such a weird town. They charge you to swim if you're not from there, at least up until this year. So those little houses, too, again, correct me if I'm wrong, 252 WCMF, people own those.
I would assume.
People go hang out there.
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to live there.
Oh, you can't make it like your permanent residence.
You're not allowed to sleep.
Okay. Oh, you can't stay there overnight?
No, you cannot sleep in those places.
So it's really just a shed for your boat and all your stuff?
Well, no, because people, I guess they're not using them as sheds. They're using them as like party areas. So they'll go down and hang out during the day.
But you can't be there at night.
Yeah, you're not allowed to spend the night. This is what I was told again. Again, if I'm wrong, 252 WCMF, call me up, let me know.
That's weird. Like, could I spend a night on my boat docked?
It's a good question. I mean, if you have a houseboat, how are they going to stop
you?
Own it, yeah.
All right. Cops pull you out of bed.
Is it legal to sleep on an open boat?
I have no idea.
You're Mr. Polka. Every time we talk about boat, I'm a gay man, boat. Boat, 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 boat.
I'm not up on my maritime laws. I would think, like, all right, so your boat's docked at the marina.
Yeah.
and
just a standard boat.
You're tied up, and you just want to sleep in your boat, hang out all night boat. Maybe you can't be in the marina after certain hours.
Huh.
Like, but they close it.
But if I have a houseboat.
Take your boat out, yeah.
Okay.
Can I not take my boat out in the middle of the night? Let's say I kill someone I want to how do guys drop bodies in the middle of lakes if they kill
Well, the
people?
Cops ask you to do that during the day.
Okay, I understand.
So let's say, all right, so let's say you anchor your boat. You're not on a dock.
Okay.
You're in Canandaigua Lake. You just dropped anchor, and your boat's just sitting there.
Yeah.
You're a houseboat.
Uh-huh.
I would assume you could stay in your boat.
Based on what?
That, to your point, it's a houseboat. You're anchored. You're not moving anywhere. Can you just be in your boat? Because you, sometimes you'll just see boats anchored that are not at the dock. They're just in the water, but offshore.
Yeah, wait, four offs, Kimmy.
Offshore.
Offshore.
So far, they're on the other shore.
Yes.
They're now just offshore on the other side of the lake. I don't know. Canandaigua is the city of ridiculous
laws.
Rules. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, maybe there is something that keeps you from doing that. I want to look out over the night lake and not see any boats. Get your boat in. Put it down by Kershaw, but not by Kershaw Park. So the police department says, even with the free swimming at Kershaw Park, there have been persistent issues with people swimming in, quote, restricted areas and ignoring lifeguards trying to correct the problem. They say they've also had several, quote, close calls between boaters and swimmers.
So they go out too far.
Or they're in places where boats are trying to get out.
Okay.
And, oh, could you imagine that story?
What? Yeah, you're in like an open channel and you get run over. Yeah.
That seems like a problem people would correct themselves, not getting hit by a boat.
You would try.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, if I see like the boats coming in this area,
maybe go the other way.
Stay out of that area. And by the way, if the beach is free to swim, are that many people now coming down that you want to avoid like the massive humanity that's out in front of Kershaw Park?
Oh.
Because now that it's free for everybody, there's no reason to go swim in any other place.
So it's going to be slammed.
Right? I don't know. I mean, is that the reason?
Here come the riffraff.
It is funny, man. Like, it seems like, Kimmy, tell me if you think I'm wrong. It's a coming-of-age moment. When you start swimming as a teenager in places you're not allowed to swim in the greater Rochester
area. Restricted areas.
I mean, you did that when you were a kid, right? Nerd.
I mean, I remember, like, kids hanging out in certain places that, like, was not technically, like, it was like no man's land, kind of. But I don't really remember anybody swimming.
Okay. There was a bridge near Owacka Creek, over Owacka Creek, way out in, like, Scottsville.
Okay.
And do not do this. Stupidest effing thing you can do, and I don't know how we all survived.
What's that?
When I was a teenager, it was like, we're going to be rebels, man.
Yeah, what'd you do?
We're going to go jump off the bridge into the creek in the middle of the night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And the only reason we did it is because like two or three hot chicks were like, we'll come with you. We're like, oh.
Okay.
We can see some boobs here.
Yeah.
We got a potential boob situation, which we got, and it was awesome.
Okay.
But, like, yeah, man, like 16, 17 years old.
And you don't know how shallow.
No idea.
That water
it
is.
It was ridiculously stupid. Like, we should have died. But we did it. We kept doing it. Like, that was, like, our secret place to go. There was also this secret spot off of Long Pond. If you get off on the Parkway going towards Hamlin.
Yeah.
There's like this little park where you can walk back into the woods.
There are a couple spots out that way that were like, I don't know if people owned the property or what, but there was just nothing there. So, a lot of people would just go and park and not even think they were doing anything wrong.
Oh, no, Kimmy, we had to walk like a quarter mile to get to the shore.
So it's a park?
No.
Is it a pond?
I don't know what it is.
It technically is. So it's right on Long Pond.
All right.
To the left of you is the bridge on the parkway.
All right.
Right behind you is the back of Long Pond. Pond Shores apartment complex, but it's like this clearing right on the water. So we would go as teenagers at like midnight, set up a bonfire, which was clearly visible.
You weren't hiding anything.
No, from like the park, but nobody stopped us. We would get hammered drunk, and we'd go night swimming in Long Pond. And
sounds
again,
fun.
Dude, yeah, except that we should have died every single time. Do not do this. Please do not do what I'm saying. But like, it feels like you're not a Rochester teen until you've done that two or three times.
Yeah.
I mean, you did the same thing in Florida, right?
We just had the beach. You know what I mean? So it was different. And nobody jumped into fresh water at night in the South.
That's a good policy.
Because you will die. Because that's when they feed.
Okay. That's when they feed. Yeah. It sounds like a tag for a horror movie.
That's when they feed.
Yeah, that was never a thought. I never thought there was something in here that could eat me. So that would probably prevent you, a lot of people from jumping in.
Nobody thought that but you.
No, yeah.
Nobody thought that
Gross.
But you. I want to go home.
I didn't say anything.
You did, actually. You said, Okay.
I did it.
You did it, Kimmy. How do you do it? How do you do it, Kimmy? How do you do it? How do you do it?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Babe. All right, okay, babe.
Okay.
Babe.
Water's full. Okay.
WCMM. We started this conversation. Canandaigua police say, are saying they are now going to start strict enforcement of swimming rules along the lakefront. They open up Kershaw Park for free for everyone to go swimming because they had problems with people going into more dangerous swimming areas when you had to pay to go swimming. Well, even with the change, people are not stopping. They say that police will be patrolling the area. Anyone caught swimming outside of a regulated swimming area will be subject to a $250 fine per person. Can I ask a stupid question?
Go ahead.
So it says here in the story they have to now enforce this because people are not paying attention to lifeguards.
Yeah.
Lifeguards go into the water.
Yeah.
That's like the job of a lifeguard.
Right.
I'm going to guess that a police officer on the shore is not going to jump in the water to get you. How long do I have to stay in the water in an illegal spot before the cops probably just like, I'm going home?
Come get me.
Oh, like the wait out?
Well, can they send a boat? They have a boat?
Yeah, they probably do have police boats. Yeah. Maybe they're using the boats
for. Oh, how about a warning shot?
Why do you want to shoot people the last 2 weeks? Like, you've been all...
I know.
You've been trying to find reasons to shoot everybody the last 2 weeks. Yeah, now that you bring it up, are they enforcing it with the boats? But then even with the boat, you'd have to get close enough to, like, get the person.
Yeah.
And then now it's dangerous because you're bringing the boat near them.
The chase is on.
I mean, it does kind of seem like the perfect spot to not get arrested.
Yeah.
Are they also trying to do this because maybe people who are boating are swimming, like, too close to people's properties?
Oh, that's a good
question.
That's
a way to
just jumping off their boat.
Keep people from doing that.
Am I not allowed to do that?
But then, what's the lake for? Then, if you can't swim in it,
I don't think you can get too close to certain shorelines, right? Because it would be technically private property.
Okay, where does the water?
I don't know where it stops or starts.
Like, I understand, like, if I walk into the beach, into the water from someone's beach, that's private property,
right?
Like, is there a line in the water where it's like their water?
So. How far out does your property line go
into the
lake?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I would imagine they'd get pissed if you pull your boat up too close.
Because if you have a dock, let's say you have a dock, that's all part of your property.
It is.
So let's say that goes out 15, 20 feet.
Okay.
That's still technically your property then?
Kimmy, will you Google, can I own the water in a lake? Or how far does it go? I don't know. Because it seems like once you get to the water, kind of everyone's water.
It's everybody's lake now.
But then again, I mean, they're enforcing rules of where people are allowed to swim, and these people are not allowed to swim in this specific water, but it's also because it's dangerous, not because it's private property. Mm. I mean, Kimmy brings up a good point.
There's too many goddamn lake rules.
Well, yeah, it's because idiots like you get hammered drunk, go, ah, look at me! I'm Dale Earnhardt on a boat! Like, if I'm only allowed to swim at Kershaw Park, and I jump off my boat in the middle of the lake, I guess I am swimming in a non-regulated swimming area.
Yeah, but I'm sure you can do that.
Are you sure?
You can't jump off your boat and swim in a lake because you water ski, you jet ski.
Yeah, but I'm not in the lake. I'm on the lake. If you fall down, you're under arrest, so you better make it a good run.
So I got to really be a good water skier?
What do we got?
Jesus?
I mean, I don't know. It seems like it varies a lot. It says, typically the property line extends to the high water mark of the lake. However, some waterfront owners may also own the land beneath the lake surface out to the center of the lake or pond.
Wait, what? You own all the way out to the middle of the goddamn lake?
I guess. I don't know what it's like on Canandaigua. But
that's a real thing?
But maybe in smaller lakes? I don't know.
That sounds insane.
Can we just not sell something in the world, for God's sakes? You own the land under the water.
Under the sea.
I'm going to build a McDonald's franchise down there for all the mer people.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental, the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you say Rochester's a dog community?
Oh, yeah.
Feels like everybody has a dog. Mm-hmm. Right? We're 3 for 3 in this room here. And it also feels like we go out of our way to spoil our dogs.
Sure.
Right? Like more so this community than maybe others around.
Yeah.
And that may be the problem, where the problem starts with this story.
The spoiling?
Because we are not great at controlling our dogs.
Oh.
At least according to this one very specific group of people.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Did you know?
What is that?
New York State is amongst the highest states in the union for mail carriers bitten by dogs.
The little snappies.
That's right.
Interesting.
New York State ranks 5th in America.
But damn.
But it turns out Rochester, New York specifically is one of the worst cities in the country.
God damn.
For dog bites on mail carriers. We are top 20 nationwide per capita. Last year, there were 23 reported incidents of dogs biting mail carriers in the greater Rochester area.
God damn.
So that would be what, one every like 15 days?
Yeah.
Something like that. So if New York is top 5 in the country and Rochester as a city is top 20 in the country, are we irresponsible dog owners?
We got a lot of aggressive dogs.
Could be that. Do we have more? Okay, that's a good question. Do we have more aggressive dogs per capita than other
cities? Us?
I don't know.
That's weird.
You tell me. You're like the dog whisperer. Every time I talk about my dogs, I'm not a good enough dog owner. You don't have your dog. I don't have my dog. You don't put a bow tie on and take it to a Halloween contest. Like, you're mad when it loses because it's just wearing a tie. I mean, what about our area would lead to more aggressive dogs?
Well, I'm pretty good friends with our mailman, you know?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I'm pretty good friends with our mailman.
Coolest guy on the block, Tommy Mulet, mailman's best buddy, friend.
So he does have the holstered pepper spray, whatever it is.
Okay.
Like on him all the time.
Oh, I thought that's for when you wouldn't stop talking.
Well, he did catch me a few times. But yeah, he's got one of those things on him.
Is that standard issue?
I mean, I guess like if you deliver mail long enough, eventually you could run into this problem, right? At some point.
I mean, I get that.
The things line up.
I get that, but that's not what we're talking about. Yeah,
but wouldn't the Amazon guys and all those guys be getting bit too?
I guess we didn't do that study, but that would make sense.
Yeah, I think
because it's when they come up to the door, I'm guessing, not when they're just putting the mail in your mailbox, because they hardly ever get out of the truck, well, unless you're on foot.
Yeah, you have an end of driveway mailbox. Yeah. Rochester has a lot of post-war homes that have the mailbox built into the house.
Oh, so you got to walk up and drop the sled.
Maybe do we have more homes where you do have to walk all the way up to the door than most places? But I even think bigger cities, though, would have more.
Yeah, you're just walking through neighborhoods. Yeah. I love how, can I just point out something real quick? Both of you are dog owners.
Yeah.
Both of you think your dogs can do no wrong.
Yeah.
And both of you are just flailing at explanations that explain a way that we spoil our dogs that are not good dog owners.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, I don't know why here it would be worse than other places.
So let's break that down.
What's that?
Dog ownerships are the highest rate in the suburb, right? I would argue that most of the walking male people...
That's the city.
That would be the city.
Yeah.
But in the sticks, you're less likely to have fences and more likely to have free roaming dogs that would have more access to a male man or a male woman, right? Of the city suburbs and or sticks, we don't have numbers on this. Where do you think the most male dog bites happen?
I'm guessing where you have to physically walk up to the house, so that would be the city.
You think so? But you just want to say that because it exonerates you for being an irresponsible dog owner.
Yes.
Okay.
But, I mean, the mail guys now, they deliver so many packages to your porch. They don't still drop off the mail.
Do you hear yourself right now? Do you hear yourself right now? Just admit that maybe we in the greater Rochester area, based on the numbers we have in front of us, because it's not like other cities have never had packages.
I understand.
I don't think you do.
But that would mean everybody that's delivering is getting bit.
Yeah, because, again, this study only bases on mail. If you work for Amazon, FedEx, DHL, whatever, are you getting chomped on by dogs on a regular basis?
So what's your question then?
All right, so if you look across the greater Rochester area at all of the businesses that exist to pamper dudes. Mm. Now, I have no data to back this up, but I would argue that we have more spoiled dog businesses than other cities.
Probably.
And because of that, I would also argue that dog owners in this town have a hard time saying no to their dogs.
Yeah.
Disciplining their dogs.
But why is it making them aggressive?
Because that would lead to them being able to do whatever. Like, you're not going to yell at your dog. You're not going to discipline your dog when they get aggressive or nip at somebody. You're going to blame the other person.
Well, you scared her. You came at her too fast. You stood up too fast.
You're making my point, like, man. Something. Yeah. You are making
my point.
You're
being loud. You're being too loud.
Exactly. If we are spoiling our dogs, it may also mean we are not disciplining the dogs.
But that's why you get them.
Okay.
The only reason you get a dog is
to
spoil.
Bite the mailman? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I mean, it's the same theory you use with a kid, right? Because you look at dogs as kids.
No, not.
You literally have said fur daddy, and you're a fur baby.
They're like a half a kid.
Okay. So would you agree with me that a spoiled kid becomes a monster?
Oh, they're horrible.
Okay. So then why would the same thing not happen with a
because
dog?
Because dogs operate different. They're not human beings. They're like lesser human. But.
Kimmy, does my theory make any kind of sense to you?
Yeah, because that may also lead to the assumption by the owner that they're friendly, right? Like, they're out and about all the time. They're friendly. They're fine. And every now and then, for whatever reason, maybe a dog just gets a weird scent or something. And, like, the assumption is you can pet my dog. It's fine. So you may be more likely to let the dog out when the mailman comes or, you know.
This has never happened before. 252 WCMF. New York State is among the highest mail carriers bitten by dogs in the country.
Mm.
It turns out Rochester alone is top 20 nationwide. There were 23 reported incidents of mail carriers attacked by dogs in Rochester. Put us in the top 20, like we said. All right, can I ask a stupid question?
What's up?
If your dog bites the mailman,
yeah,
can they stop delivering your mail?
Yeah, because, yeah, work? You'll have to go to the post office to get it.
Okay, so it's...
Oh, maybe that's...
They'll just put your mail there, and you'll have to drive over and get it.
The rain, nor sleet, nor dark of night will stop the postman on his flight. I forget what it was. But they didn't put dog in there.
No.
It's rain and fire. That dog's coming out. Okay, so then they send you to the post office to get your mail.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you a question.
What's that?
Let's say, out of character, of course, because your dog is so well-trained.
She's such a good girl.
Yeah. Your dog attacks your friend mailman.
Yeah.
And they're not going to deliver mail to your house.
Mm.
Are you keeping the dog and going every day to pick up your mail? Or are you getting rid of the dog so you could have mail delivered to
you? We're not getting rid of that dog.
He's picking up his mail.
Yeah.
You're going to go every day to the post office.
Yeah. Or my wife. There's no way my wife is giving up that dog.
All right, Kimmy, let's say Arnie, your dog, takes a run at the post guy.
Yeah.
You're not getting mail anymore.
Yeah.
Are you getting rid of the dog? To get your mail?
Nothing important comes in the mail anyways.
It's all junk anyway. There's a bunch of flyers and politicians.
So you're at the age where you get actual stuff in the mail. Like, Kimmy, I understand. Yeah. Like, we never get... Well, but what about packages?
Yeah, I go pick them up. I have done that before.
I have been to the post.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, if a package... I know a package is coming and, like, neither my husband and I are going to be home during a certain period of time, I'll pick it up.
Okay.
So you would get rid of your dogs?
No, I don't know what I would do. It wouldn't even be my choice. I think you guys are underestimating how much of a pain in the ass it would be to have
I don't even
dogs are a pain in the ass.
I don't even go upstairs to get our mail for the show. That sits in there for like weeks.
That's a great
if
point.
Not months.
That is a good point there. We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He asked me not to use his name, but he says, I deliver for Amazon. This is 100% right. I get attacked by dogs all the time.
That would suck.
I am allowed to just leave packages at the end of the driveway if I see a dog that I don't think is
just
friendly.
Just throw it in the yard.
Well, that has happened because, you know, I got my dogs, Biscuit and Smurlus, Chorky Basset Hound. Depending on the delivery man, I'll come home and have to like slam the brakes on because I almost hit an Amazon package sitting at the end of my
car. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, your dogs have like an invisible fence, right? So they might think that the dog's just roaming free when it's not.
Yeah, there is an invisible fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I get it. I don't blame the guy.
Oh, I don't either, man.
Fine. I love how you say you don't blame the guy. Unless
she's so little.
Okay, that's just it.
And she's so adorable.
Have you had an Amazon driver leave a package at the end of your drive?
Yeah, so they would leave it by the mailbox.
Okay.
Just leaning up there.
It doesn't offend you?
No, I mean, it's only happened a couple of times. I thought the guy was just lazy.
He was afraid of your dog.
No, you cannot be afraid of that dog. She
I think
is
people,
so.
If you're afraid of dogs, you're afraid of all dogs.
She's just too cute.
All shapes and sizes.
She got teeth, don't she?
Little teeny okay. cute teeth.
And by the way, it's not even about like how much it hurts. You know,
I mean,
I know. It's a dog's mouth. It's disgusting. I got to go get shots and stuff. I don't know if she's rabid.
Ain't no rabid.
Okay, see, listen to how offended you are getting. You're making my point here. No, my beautiful little baby would never do anything like that. And we all have in our heads right now as we discuss this, someone we know that has a dog that has a tendency to bite.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Multiple people. You tell a story about how you were attacked by a...
A pit bull. Yeah, it was my neighbor's.
So close.
And we were just standing there talking, and the thing just lunged at me and knocked me down.
Like, think about if that dog had done its job, how much better Rochester radio would be right now. All right, so the moral of the story, at least based on the numbers we have here in the greater Rochester area,
yeah.
stop spoiling your dog so much.
All right.
Because the damn postman is getting his ass chewed.
A little discipline.
Both literally and figuratively.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The people that were doing this,
yeah.
they are dicks. They are taking advantage of families, looking to give their kids a day around their heroes. There is no arguing that.
All right.
No arguing that. And this man, who was fed up, simply pointed out a rule that already existed and was not being followed. And everybody cheered him on doing it. His heart is in the right place.
So it sounds like he did good.
Well, that's the debate here.
No.
Because this could be one of those situations
yeah.
where the people who wanted this to get fixed are the ones who end up getting screwed the hardest because of what happened to fix the problem.
So what's the backfire?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So the first public practice for your Buffalo Bills at St. John Fisher University
yeah.
kicks off on Thursday. And we had argued a couple of weeks ago, Tommy, coming off an AFC championship, Josh, the reigning MVP, Hard Knocks is in town.
Well, this is it.
This was going to be the most chaotic training camp ever.
Yeah.
Well, if you tried to get into the lottery to get free tickets from the Bills to go to camp, you quickly realized how crazy it would be.
Out of luck.
Everybody struck out.
Yeah.
Everybody struck out. And there are people that are furious that the folks ahead of them got the maximum amount of free tickets they could, leaving none for the rest of Bills fans.
And some of these people have been trying for years now to get them and still have come up short.
Like, there are people that have tried for 3 or 4 years that have never gotten tickets once. Mm. And what makes it more frustrating,
what's
Tommy,
that?
A lot of the folks who got those tickets ahead of, you know, fans that wanted to go, started selling them.
Ooh. Man, they can make a fortune off those things.
That's what they're trying to do.
So no sale. You can't sell them.
Oh, well, here's the thing. Those free tickets, Tommy, started showing up for sale on StubHub.
Okay.
That's where we pick up this story on 10NBC, who talked to a man named Jason.
Jason?
He is pissed because he is one of those people like Kimmy describes who every year went ahead and tried to get lottery tickets and never got them. Jason knew that back in 2022, the state of New York made it illegal to resell free tickets to to events in New York State.
All right.
So Jason reached out to StubHub and made them aware of the law in New York.
So do you get an actual ticket now, but it's on your phone?
It's
right?
a digital ticket. Okay. Yes, but it is like a ticket you would get to a basket. Right. So Jason reached out to StubHub, and he was successful.
Oh.
Not only did StubHub pull down all the remaining tickets, they invalidated the previous sales, so the folks that sold them initially this season did not make any money. Those people who bought the tickets had their money refunded, and Jason really stuck it to those scalpers, which is awesome.
All right, so it worked.
Yeah. There's just one problem.
What happened?
This doesn't help anyone who didn't get tickets.
Get tickets.
Bingo.
Yeah.
In fact,
like if you were willing to pay the money, you're out of luck now.
Kimmy, it has the opposite effect. Like, look, you should not have to buy these things.
Right.
Right?
Right. It sucks. Like it shouldn't be that way.
But Tommy, if you saw them for sale for $10-$20 and decided that's what I'm willing to spend to take my kids for the day, you had the opportunity to do that. And now that opportunity does not exist. And the tickets, they don't go back to the bills to be redistributed. The ones on StubHub, they just go back to the people who tried to sell them that got them in the lottery.
So they got their ticket back.
Exactly. Right. So Jason didn't get anything out of this. And I highly doubt the people that were selling them are going to have like a Grinch, his heart grows 10 sizes.
Give them away.
Exactly.
So is there like, so if I want to go get 4 tickets, is that the limit?
6 was the limit.
6 is the limit. Okay. But then my wife could go get 6.
She could, yes.
If you're both lucky enough to score them.
So I'm saying you could start scooping them up a little bit.
People did this. Yeah. But I mean, this happened weeks ago.
Yeah.
So there is no opportunity to do that anymore. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Did Jason, in an effort to wipe the scalpers off the board, do a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, like you said, it didn't really solve anything.
But, I mean, it solves it moving forward. Next year, they won't be able to do that.
And hopefully you don't get, you know, as many people trying to sell them on the secondary market next year. Because you still probably will get people to just get them and then maybe, like, try to sell them to friends or family.
Okay.
Because, like, I mean, you can't stop that from selling to people in your inner circle.
Absolutely.
But maybe it'll help some more people get tickets that wouldn't otherwise score them.
Did he do a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, I think he did a good thing.
It was a good thing.
Yeah, I think if it prevents it in the future, it helps everybody.
Did he do a good thing or a bad thing?
I guess I'm gonna guess he did a good thing.
Okay.
But to me, like, why don't they just sell the goddamn tickets like you sell tickets to the games and just leave it at that?
Like, sell them for like $10 or something.
Yeah, and then you could buy a day of, you know, each individual day.
Here is a fun little known NFL rule. Are you ready?
Is there a rule for this stuff?
Are you ready?
What?
There are teams in the past who have sold tickets to their NFL training camp.
Yeah.
If you give tickets away to your NFL practices, no other NFL team is allowed to come to your practices and scout your team. However, if an NFL team sells tickets, other teams are allowed to buy tickets, send their scouts out, and watch you practice.
But How do they regulate that, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, well, I would guess if you got caught, you're going to lose, like, first-round draft pick.
But don't they kind of do this anyway? I mean...
Well, no. I mean, you're working on... They don't allow fans to videotape practices because they're working on stuff that's not going to show up until, like, week 10.
Oh, right.
You're not going to show any major plays in preseason, so you're protecting all of your stuff. If they were to sell tickets, it would allow other NFL teams to come in and write down what they're witnessing there. So that's why they won't sell them.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you could change the NFL rule. But then again, I would argue, look, man, it already costs an arm and a leg to go to a Bills game at the stadium. This is supposed to be free.
Well, it should be just one time. Like when you went up to Fredonia in the old days, you just walked in and watched, right? There was no ticket. There was nothing.
No. Even, I mean, Fisher, Fredonia, it was only when the Bills started getting really good that the tickets showed up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you remember, like when we were broadcasting live from camp, there would be days with 50 people in the stands during the drought. Like that's not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Nobody cared.
Yeah. Damn.
So how does it work then? I'm wondering, I guess they don't care because they're technically free, but if you got tickets, because I'm guessing if you were in this lottery, you really didn't get to pick the day. You were awarded whatever day.
So I mean, look, if you got in early enough, they would give you a choice
of
days.
Oh, okay.
And they slowly started to go away.
So you need a separate ticket for each day.
Yes.
You can't buy like a week pass.
No. It's one day, one ticket.
Jesus Christ.
Well, they want to give as many people as possible.
It's for the children.
It really is. This is all for
kids.
And
the moms. And the hot moms.
That bothers me, man.
What?
Like, look. as a kid who grew up going to Fredonia and then going when they came here in 99, right? Like, just leave the tickets for the kids. Like, let your kid go one day. Let them soak in the excitement. Mm-hmm. That's all they need. Like, these moms that we would see.
Oh, yeah.
These moms are taking the kids.
This is for the kid. Like, I get it. Okay,
you can't send your kid in there by themselves.
Pam writes us on Instagram. Again, we're talking about this guy, Jason. He was very upset that people were reselling free Bills training camp tickets that they got through the lottery. And there is a rule that he was aware of. Back in 2022, the state of New York made it illegal to resell free tickets to events. He reached out to StubHub, explained this rule to them.
Yeah.
And StubHub was like, oh, my bad. They took down all of the tickets that were being resold. And they refunded all the tickets that had already been sold, which is great. The scalpers are now out of the game, but it doesn't help anyone get tickets.
No.
Pam writes us on Instagram.
What's she saying?
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. She says, I got around selling my Bills training camp tickets by selling Bills stuff and putting tickets in as a bonus with Buffalo Bills purse I was selling on Facebook Marketplace. Why are you selling your training camp tickets, you monster?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
But how much money can you get for that ticket?
So some people were saying they were listed for as high as $100.
You got to be an idiot. It's been $100 to watch these guys do jumping jacks.
Yeah, it's not so much that. It's the idea that I can go get things autographed and resell.
Yeah, I think that's what.
I can touch Josh. He'll heal my blindness.
I guess there may be parents willing to do it if this is their kid's only opportunity to see the team. You know, you're not going to go into any games, so this is their, you know, your opportunity for your kid to see or try to get an autograph. I would do it for maybe your kids.
Yeah, you're right. Like, it's amazing what we're willing to do for our kids. Mm. But it shouldn't be limited to the people that have the funds to go in and do that.
You know what happened? Was it last year or maybe two training camps ago, the people that were looking for loopholes? So, like, there would be people that would drive. There was, like, that area that's blocked off, and then there's kind of, like, a little hill behind it. So they were trying to, like, watch camp from behind the lot.
No
from
peeking.
Behind camp lines.
Didn't they put up, like, a post, like, a banner to block
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I don't know if they, like, found a way to prevent that. But I remember, like, people that didn't get tickets were still trying to get in to see practice any way they could.
You could just keep driving around 490 and look from the highway.
So do other teams have this, like, people go crazy for training camp?
So most other teams in the NFL now, we've talked about how they moved away from the get-away-from-stadium and in-stadium model. They will do, like, two or three public practices a year in their stadium.
Then that's it.
And they'll ticket those, but these stadiums hold 60,000, 70,000
people. So, like,
people.
The Chiefs probably just do it like that.
I'm not sure what they do. But, like, the Bills, they also gave out tickets to their return of the blue and red scrimmage.
Yeah.
That'll be at Highmark Field in early August. And, yeah, like, they have enough room for anyone that wants to go. But that's really what some teams, that's all they'll do.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll end up doing that.
Are there still teams that practice, like, far away from
Dallas
their,
does, right?
Like, they practice in, like, California or something. Yeah, imagine, like, you don't get an overwhelming amount of fans in a weird place where there's not a lot of fans
around. It's the NFL, though. I mean, anytime, like, okay, so the Saints used to practice at a hotel in West Virginia.
Yeah.
That Greenbrier that we played. Yeah.
You got it. And it always looked like they were slammed. I think the NFL is just when the circus comes around.
People show up.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we got more Facebook messages coming in. Lisa writes us, Duffy on WCMF. They will sell them on Facebook and other social media. And that brings us to our next problem.
What's that?
You know, this guy did a good thing. His heart was in the right place.
Yeah.
Right? It may have backfired on him a little bit.
People just find other ways.
Well, here's the thing. If you bought these tickets on StubHub, as bad as it is to go to training camp, you couldn't get ripped off. Right? The tickets had to exist. They have this guarantee where if it doesn't work, you get your money refunded. You don't get that
You're right. There's no safety net.
Exactly. And there are plenty of Bills fans that learned that lesson the hard way last year trying to buy actual tickets to games on things like Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace, Venmo'd people money, and never got their tickets.
Total scamola.
So, like, what this guy did, again, with the best intentions, could also lead now to people getting, like, ripped off. You know, we have a weird relationship with scalpers and resellers because everyone hates scalpers and resellers for events until you need them.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Kimmy, last weekend, the band Hozier was at CMAC.
Oh, okay.
Is that a band or a guy?
I think it's more a guy than
is
a band.
Is it a guy?
Is it a guy?
I don't know.
Can we Google it?
Hi, I'm Hozier. I mean, like, how are you, folks?
That's the main focus is the singer, yeah.
He talks more like this. He's that
whiskey. Isn't he Irish or something?
Yeah, he's Irish.
Or British.
Take my whiskey neat.
Is he country?
No, he's more like
folk.
Yeah.
Folksy.
Popsy, folksy.
Okay.
Yeah, they play him on PXY. Mm. Anyway, they just played CMAC last weekend. And Hozier has a no ticket resale policy for his shows, which means if you buy a ticket, it can't go anywhere. The idea behind that is you don't have a bunch of bots coming in, buying up tickets and making money off them. So only his diehard fans get to go to his show, which is great. However, a bunch of Hozier fans that either didn't get tickets before they sold out or couldn't get online because they were working when the tickets went on sale, had no way to get them afterwards.
Yeah.
Right? So they didn't even have the opportunity to pay the marked up prices for the scalpers. So, like, there are really big Hozier fans that just didn't have the chance to get to a phone or a computer that got iced out of that show because there was no way to get a ticket after the tickets were sold out.
But it has to feel so good when you unload a ticket and you get that cash. Well, back in the day, you got that cash in your hand. Mm-hmm. God, it was like, it was just free effing money.
Have you scalped tickets before?
Oh, the Olympics.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Yeah. You got free. Bro, that's like a federal crime when you're describing.
Federal crime? What are you going to call the ticket cops?
No, that's the actual cops.
Well, they didn't show up.
You had a buddy that got busted for scalping.
Yeah, he got busted right outside of, at that time, Shea Stadium. And the cop, it was an undercover cop. They were on the train, and he waited till because it was illegal within 1,000 feet of the stadium. Okay. Right as the train pulled up is when they did the transaction, and then he got arrested.
Good.
You know what really sucks, too, is a lot of times with, like, the big names that come through town, really, like, any concert that happens over the summer, like, if you think you're going to want those tickets almost, like, a year in advance, you got to, like, get in, get those tickets, and then over the course of time, you might find out, like, oh, that's going to overlap with something that we can't, like, we can't miss. So now you're just kind of stuck with those tickets, but you were forced to make that decision so far in advance, you really didn't have a choice.
You're absolutely right.
You know?
I mean, it's a rough...
Like, I know a lot of people that get stuck with tickets because, you know, they get them when they're first available, and then they're like, well, we have, you know, somebody planned a wedding for that weekend, so we can't go anymore.
All right, look, let me just make this plea as we are in the week of training camp taking off. If you are someone that got tickets out of excitement, wanting to get them, and I understand, and you can't use them, don't eat them, man. Give them to somebody.
Yeah, give them to somebody.
A kid.
No, seriously.
A child.
Yes.
From a broken home.
No, just any kid.
No, a broken home child.
Okay, if you have a
chance. He's hungry. Hasn't had breakfast.
How would that help breakfast?
I don't know. Poor child. Starving child.
What are you talking? You're such a spoiled-ass kid that got whatever he wanted. Like, you don't understand. Shut up, man. Let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.